Today, we look at this one McDonald's and the worker rebellion happening at fast food restaurants and retail stores around the country. So, Greg, you found yourself recently in Bradford, Pennsylvania. It's a pretty small town, but they have a very busy McDonald's where the pay started at just $9.25 an hour. What was it like for the people who worked there?
It was stressful for them. I think they felt like they were underpaid and overworked and mistreated often by their bosses and their customers. I think they felt invisible and looked down upon. But in some ways, that sort of feeling of us against the world sort of bonds you together. And I think in this case, it bonded them together as a group. And I used to cover the military, and I've told people this, that they struck me almost like a little bit of an infantry platoon. There was that same sort of bond between them. You know, you're in close quarters. It's a somewhat stressful job, especially when the drive-through line starts to back up, you know, so you're doing something fast and it's a sort of a common mission. And that's what it reminded me a bit of.
And what did people tell you about what their lives were like?
Even in a place like Bradford, $9.25 an hour is not enough to survive. One of the workers, Matthew Art, he was making a little more than $9.25 an hour. I think he was up to $9.50 an hour. But it wasn't enough for him to survive.
Oh, that place was just a strain on my mental health, really. The customers that would, like, just scream at us for the wrong orders, they were giving us crappy money. And so it was, like, stressful mentally and physically.
He was living in a house with mold on the walls and a furnace that didn't work, which was going to lead to a second really cold winter for him. There was another guy named David Putnam who has epilepsy that prevents him from driving. He has a 2.5-year-old son that he was raising by himself.
I didn't get much sleep, of course, because of the fact of working so much. But when I got home, I also tried to spend as much time with him as I could. And so I was very tired, and I have seizures as well, so when I get lack of sleep, I was having a couple of seizures at work once in a while, too.
And so for him, even at $9.25 an hour, to pay his rent, to furnish his place, you know, which was furnished with rent-to-own furniture, you know, he still had to rely on these things called blessing boxes, which are little boxes that are scattered around Bradford where people leave food. So if you need something to eat, milk, eggs, bread, you can go to the blessing box and grab something. And so he was having to rely on that.